Shortly after business opened on Tuesday, a column of about 40 police vehicles, including several water cannons, travelled into town via a main road. People in the streets said they did not know why there was such a show of force. There were campaigns on Facebook calling for a million-man march against the 31-year rule of President Robert Mugabe. But the campaigns calling for protests on Tuesday did not lead to gathering. Most people in the city center said they had not heard about the internet campaign, and none gathered at the city park venue named by the organizers of the Facebook campaign, who call themselves Free Zim Activists. A Harare lawyer, John Hamuna Kwadi, said people did not know about any planned march, nor did they know who was organizing it. He said the police and army would know in advance about any planned marches, and also noted that street protests in Zimbabwe are rare.
Difference of those Arab nations and Zimbabwe is that the Zimbabweans are so timid, and it's very difficult even to gather 50 people at any given moment. And the soldiers in Zimbabwe, police in Zimbabwe, politicians in Zimbabwe, they know the fact.
Last week, the European Union extended financial and travel restrictions on Mr. Mugabe and most of his colleagues in the hierarchy of ZANU-PF, as well as some state companies. ZANU-PF said it will collect 2 million signatures to protest what it calls illegal sanctions against Zimbabwe at a rally to be held in the capital. Hamanu Kwadi said ZANU-PF had prepared itself well for its anti-sanctions campaign rally, as many ZANU-PF leaders are still in Harare following President Robert Mugabe's birthday party on Saturday.
Those who were at the 87th birthday for Robert Mugabe are still in the hotels up to now. They haven't checked out until the anti-sanctions campaign.
At his party, Mr. Mugabe said he would ensure that action was taken against Western companies operating in Zimbabwe. The longtime president blames Zimbabwe's failed economy on Western sanctions.
The sanctions that continue to be on us. And I'm glad that the party decided that on Wednesday we will launch our anti-sanctions campaign.
The campaign comes as authorities hold more than 80 people in detention on charges such as threatening assault and political violence. Most are anti-ZANU-PF campaigners, including three legislators from the Movement for Democratic Change. 46 of them are accused of treason for attending a discussion on the uprisings in North Africa. Police say they were plotting to overthrow Mr. Mugabe's constitutionally elected government. According to defense lawyer Alec Mutadahama, about 10 appear to have been assaulted in detention and have been refused medical attention. The judge did not arrive at court Monday when Mutadahama planned to call for the charges to be dropped. MDC and a 2-year-old inclusive government with ZANU-PF has called for an end to partisan policing and for replacement of the Attorney General, Johannes Chumana, who is a prominent member of ZANU-PF. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Johannesburg.